Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folks of Audio Boom, as you lot are now called. Of course, yeah, we didn't get along, did we? We're just going to change the name, and if you don't like it, tough. So, welcome along, you good folks of Audio Boom, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along, good afternoon. It's yours truly again. I'm going to talk to you today about an experience that I had yesterday. Yesterday, I had to go to the New Southmead Hospital up in North Bristol. Okay, I say new because they built this huge new building to replace the dilapidated place it was. And in doing so, transfer everything to there. So even the old French A Hospital, which is even more sort of kind of rabbit warren-y, has now closed, sadly. But anyway, I got up there. I had to go there yesterday afternoon because I'm going to have a shoulder op at the end of this month. On the Tuesday the 28th of October. And so I had to go and see the surgeon for the pre-op assessment, all this blah. Anyway. So first I'm thinking, okay, how the heck do I get to Southmead Hospital? Well, could get a taxi. Bit pricey, you know. But, and bear in mind that one of the few perks of being disabled to me, you do get free bus travel. And I actually talk about bus travel, and I know I'm sidetracking here, but regulars to these booths will know we tend to go off on a tangent from time to time. I actually learnt the other week that Bristol City Council, of all the councils in the old former Avon County Council area, so that's Bristol City, Bath North East Somerset, North Somerset, South Gloucestershire, Bristol City Council, anyone that gives you no time restrictions, if you've got the platinum travel card, yeah, if you're blind or party sighted. The other, as long as your journey starts in Bristol, you can use it any time. So I can use it if I really wanted to at 2 in the morning, if I felt the urge to travel on a bus at 2 in the morning. And believe it or not, we do have some buses here in Bristol that travel around at 2 in the morning. Why? God only knows, but very all the drunken rebels go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Although, actually, here in Bedminster, and they tend to sort of walk along the street and say, Hi, John! Hi, kebab! It's still open! You know, and all the rest of it. Which I think that's what they say. Yeah, they're a bit incoherent, but not sort of half asleep. Anyway, but, no. So I can use my concessionary travel pass here in the city of Bristol. There's only commences in Bristol, I can use any time of day. I don't have to, no time restrictions for us here, us Bristolians. Woohoo! Anyway, so I was thinking, well, I might as well use the bus. So I went, checked out the bus times and all the rest of it, and I found I can get the 24, which runs from Ashton Vale to Southmead Hospital. Actually, that's a tad overstated, but I'll come on to that in a minute. So I thought, okay, well, the appointment was at 2:30, okay, knowing that this new, brand new, spanky new hospital building, I had to go to the Brunel building, I would have to go to up there at the Southmead site. I would need to, like, you know, get there early for, well, try and get there, ride there for 20 past. It gives you enough time to check in and, yeah, all the rest of it. I'll tell you about that in a minute as well. And find where the consulting room is and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I think, so, okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll get the 12:54. Okay, so I get there. Wait at the bus stop, and it's usually kind of gone. Put my hand out, and it goes straight past me. What? You can see it's broad daylight. I got my arm stretched out. I'd say, well, I might have got my arm stretched out now. You guys can't see this. Oh, it's in there. Anyway, so I've got my arm stretched out, and it goes past me, and I'm thinking, for God's sake, what, are you blind or something? Can you drive a bloody bus? Come on! Now, for the sake, and all the rest of it. And, you know, it's like, there you go. It's sort of, so thankfully, that the 1304 bus was following on. Start that again. The 1304 was following hotly on its tail. Anyway, so I got that one, and he took me into town. Okay, and of course, then he's changed. Then of course, you got the change of the drivers, right? You know. I'm panicking now, thinking, I've got to go up there, I've got to go through the centre, through Broadmead, out through Eastern, and up Mother Road, and all the rest of it, and, we're not going to make it in time, ah, you just cue quiet panic. You know, he's walking. Oh, here comes the next driver. Oh, okay, right. You know, good for him. And then he's flapping about. You know, putting these, you know, change machine. Yeah, those things bus drivers have. Well, you pull them. These coins and stuff like that, and shoot and stuff. He's got to put that on, and he's got to tap his code into the bloody whatnot, you know, ticket machine, and then he's got to adjust his seat and adjust the seat. Oh, God's sake, get on with it. Anyway, we pull off, and he's there going on there, and then he stops, and then he starts a couple of times on things on Stapleton Road, and I think, come on, yeah, when we stopped, yeah, okay. The guys got off. Nobody else wants to get on. Come on, come on, hurry up. Anyway, we get going. And this woman and her hubby, I'm guessing, she got on with the dog, and he got on with his leg, with one of these leg braces, I think it was on his right leg, and obviously on crutches. And they say, oh, do you go to Sapping Hospital? Say, yeah. And so to me, I shrugged my shoulder. I was listening to the radio this time, admittedly, trying to sell a part of the time. And I'd say, I don't know, I hope so. So he pulled off, and he actually stopped outside the hostel, just down about 500 yards from the entrance. And I said, do you go into the... Yeah, well, I'll go around this corner here, and I'll go into the... And about that. Okay. So we all get off. We're all walking, and what's he doing? He drives past us into the bloody hospital. We're going to be, you cheeky, what's it? We asked, did you go into the damn hospital, and you did. You didn't do it. So why are you going to... Not the rest of it. And breathe. Right. So, anyway, I've got... And I'm thinking, right, how the hell do we get... Well, it's just, yeah, we can go to the main building. Because it said on the... I think the appointment letter would be... Okay, so right, perhaps outpaces about in Brunel building, this new swanky new building they've got up there. And I got there just as the building was being evacuated. The fire alarm had been set off. Now this, I later learnt, is a regular occurrence. You think that, of course, all to that. But anyway, I'll get on to that in a minute. So we're all sat there thinking, I'm trying to go in there, but they're all, sorry, you can't go in there. Oh, fire alarm. And so people are still coming out, and they weren't sort of rushing out, they were just okay, right, sauntering, oh, just having a stroll out of the building. Okay. And eventually, somebody's obviously called the fire brigade, because eventually they arrive. I mean, Jesus, they've been quicker than the phone bloody Trumpton and got pew pew Barney McGriven code. Gribble, Buff and Grub, and all the rest of it. They'd have been there, got there quicker, quite frankly, you know. And so they were all sitting there and thinking, okay, so, and then they just sat down the fire engine thinking, come on. Somebody said to me, they actually got out of that fire engine. I was just thinking the same, actually. So anyway, somebody had gone in. And obviously, let's say, because the sandown came in that later. So we all, and then, of course, they got those big revolving doors where if you sort of jam the sensors, it stops. And of course, people try to get in. So we were getting caught up in this bloody revolving door. God, could anything else go on today, folks? Come on, let's just see what else we could do. You know. Anyway, then she get in there, and I had to sort of check in, and you go to these computers and you scan the barcode at the top of your appointment letter. Okay. And it says, on what day of December was the patient brought up? Where the hell was the 11th? Was in there somewhere? At that dump. And then it froze. Yeah, because it said, have you lived here in the UK in the last 12 years? And there was no next button. Normally you get a next button. And you say, what the hell's the next? So I'm jabbing this bloody screen. This point. Come on! What? Damn it! Bloody technology! Come on! Yes, just boop! There's the next thing! Come on! And all the rest of it. And so anyway, yeah, it went, we got on that, and then it says, proceed to gate 12. You what? Proceed to gate 12. Gate 12, this is a hospital, not a bloody airport, I'm not flying anywhere, unfortunately. So anyway, go to gate 12, and I sort of, your name will be called up on this, be displayed on this big plasma screen they've got. about that sort of 24-inch screen or something. They'd be bigger than the set for me anyway. But anyway, Judy, I'm like, okay, okay. And he says, bling, yeah, you'll see your name, and it says, please go to so-and-so or go to consulting room, whatever, etc. Okay? So my name pings up, you know, bing, please go to, you know, waiting area, this. And, oh, okay, right. So, and I go there, and I sort of hand the letter, and just, well, I just want to make sure I'm in the right, but just make sure I'm in the right place. So, yeah, yeah, anyway, so then Mrs. Ferengi, who's going to be the surgeon, is going to do the shoulder off at the end of the month. Called me in, and we had a chat, and he's examined the left shoulder that he did 4 years ago. And said, yeah, that's good, yes. Yeah. Any problem? Yeah, well, I had that subluxation year after, but pop, that touch wood, no problem at all with the left shoulder. Absolutely fine. No problem. Good. And when we start turning to, oh, just end of August. Right, you convinced me, we'll go ahead with the op. Well, for crying out loud, I've got the appointment already set. Yeah, I'm not going to cancel that. You know what? I don't think I'll bother, you know. Crying out loud. Anyway, so he gives me all the notes. Around. I'm going to send you around to the pre-assessment thing. And the nurse takes the notes and she says, right, now you've got to go to gate, that's right, yeah, gate 36, you know. Maybe this is the international lounge we're going to, you know. Gate 12 was for domestic flights. Gate 36 for international flights. Well, this below her. And then I go to Ron's study room. And so again, I said, right, yeah, just wait for your name to come into it. Now, the problem is they've got the screen so far away this time that I'm having trouble seeing it, even though, you know, it's the same size as all the other screens, you know. And you go, bing! I had two guys beside me, and thankfully they could read the damn thing, because if I couldn't, they couldn't, we'd have been stuffed, you know. And I said, we had a joke about it, so I'm glad someone could read that bloody thing, you know. Just like, thank you. Anyway, I walked off into the wrong department. So, I'm there thinking, okay, so I go up to the desk, nobody there. So then I think I'm in for pre-op. Oh, no, you want to go down there. Oh, great, thank you. So I eventually get there, and you've got to start filling out the questionnaire, like, you know. You do things like, you know, your contact details, you've got them on file, for crying out loud, you morons. Anyway, and your next of kin, phone numbers, mobile numbers, all the rest of it. And I'm sorry, and then consulting, one of the team called me in, and he said, right, okay. So, we'll finish out the questionnaire. Like, yeah, do you smoke? No. Do you drink? Yeah, just a little bit, you know, just a little bit of drinking is the rubber you do. Oh, it varies. I hate that question. How many units a week do you drink? I don't bloody know. It varies. I mean, sometimes I can have bugger all units, sometimes I can go and have just a complete and utter piss out of my skull and have quite a few. You know, so I'm there. And I mentioned to him about the alarms going on. I said, oh, you've got that pain. And apparently what happened is that when they were doing it, they had the fire, you know, your fire alarm buttons, you get little red square jobbies. Okay. What they hadn't done was put a bloody cover over the solid thing. And the cotton next to these door open buttons, people think they're opening the bloody door, they're setting the solid fire alarm off every time. I mean, when after we'd gone through the whole rigmarole of the pre-assessment, had the swabs and all the rest of it, and check your breathing, your lungs, your heart, your blood pressure, your blood rate, all the rest of it. As I was leaving the building, alarm goes off again, thinking, oh, for crying out loud. You know, this is a joke. I mean, a brand new, multi-million-pound bloody hospital, and they can't even get the sonic fire alarm system sorted out. For crying out, come on, guys. So anyway, the bus eventually comes, and then that decided to break in the middle of nowhere. It's one that I had before, where it goes around the houses, quite literally, you know. And he stops, and he's like, where are you going? Tell me, but they say, I'll try and get up there, but bus is broken. Bus is broken. That's how he said it, okay? That is a blocker. Oh, for God's sake, this is all we bloody need. Anyway, we got home, and we lived to tell the tale, and I'm coming to the last 20 seconds of this recording. So thank you ever so much for listening. And if you had to go to Southfield Hospital, good luck. Oh, it's £3 for parking, by the way, for 2 hours, just while I threw that into the mix. Thanks a million for listening, and we'll catch you all soon. Bye.